respect to Afghanistan now, we can be assured that allegations of secret prisons from that BBC report a moment ago will not be the main topic of conversation between Afghan President Hamid Karzai and President Obama in Washington this week. But who knows? This is a contentious relationship, capable of boiling over, and anything can happen amidst allegations of fraud, anger over civilian casualties in Afghanistan, the drug trade, Karzai's own comments that he would join the Taliban to step up political reform. President Obama has done little to conceal his impatience with Karzai.
I think that the progress is too slow. And what we've been trying to emphasize is the fierce urgency of now.
The now he's referring to there was 2 months ago. That's the president speaking on the Today Show. And Obama administration officials say they don't want to look back anymore. Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs speaking on the Today Show on Monday.
Our focus is on moving forward. Our focus is on a partnership that allows our troops to train Afghans.
What is the possibility that that will actually take place over the next few months? Marvin Weinbaum is a scholar at the Middle East Institute, former State Department advisor on Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we've turned to him again and again to try to clarify what's going on in this challenging relationship. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning.
You know, it seems to me that a moment just before an offensive in Kandahar that will clean out the Taliban, allegedly, in that part of the country is not necessarily a moment to be talking about talks with the Taliban as being something of a catalyst for power sharing and upgrading civilian government in Afghanistan. Is that what's on the table between Obama and Hamid Karzai in these meetings this week?
Well, mainly what's on the table is getting past that bad patch that took place several weeks ago when he made a number of very irresponsible statements. And they learned from a series of things that had gone on between us, that you have to be careful with Karzai. He's a personality who doesn't trust anybody, sees conspiracies just about everywhere. And they laid it on a bit heavy, and he took umbrage and made, as I say, these unfortunate statements. So this meeting here is all about making nice on both sides, because they realize there, too, his advisors undoubtedly spoke to him, they had to come back from where they were. It is a bad time, though, I agree entirely, to be talking about not reintegration, which means simply peeling off elements of the Taliban,
right,
and that you do in time, but reconciliation, which means striking a deal with those people who are the leaders, that undermines your military operation.
Now, we've had reports that this peeling off process that you referred to a moment ago has actually been reasonably successful over the past few months. The question is, will that continue to be the case as this offensive begins? And I guess let's talk about the deliverables for a moment. I mean, does Hamid Karzai have to stand there in front of Barack Obama and support this offensive in Kandahar? He's talked about the U.S. as an occupying force in his country in the past.
Yeah, these are the kinds of statements that have so upset us here. I don't think you'll hear very much of that. That was in response to the fact he went down to Kandahar and met some of the leaders down there. That includes his half-brother. But from many of these tribal types, what he heard was that they're very fearful of this campaign because they feel they're going to be caught in the middle of it, which is understandable. I think in the end you'll see that he signs on to what we're doing. After all, that's the very core of our strategy right now. It is Kandahar, and how we do in Kandahar will ultimately decide what our policy is going to be over there for the next several years. And indeed, whether we'll be able to begin withdrawing troops a year from July.
Let's return to this distinction between reconciliation, which would be some sort of power-sharing arrangement, which you say is off the table with the Taliban, versus this peeling-off process, which basically causes people who are Taliban supporters to turn and join the coalition. On May 29th, it's expected that Afghanistan is going to hold something called a peace council, some sort of negotiations between Karzai's government and some members of the Taliban. Listen to what Karzai says here.
The Taliban are welcome to return to their own country and work for peace.
Marvin Weinbaum, you're the decoder ring here. Is this reconciliation or is this peeling off? Is he basically calling lower echelon?
It's hard to say.
It's
really a little bit of both.
Wow.
We're both on the same page as far as peeling off. The timing is different. He thinks that, in his remarks, that this is something that can begin right now. We say this will be the result of being able to show that we've reversed the momentum that has built up against us over the last year. But at the same time, he still has out there this idea that the Mullah Omars and his entourage are somehow going to say, well, let's join the political process. I don't think he takes that as seriously, but he keeps that on the table because, in a way, it serves his purpose. He has distracted us. He's changed the agenda from just being our laying on to him that he's got to end corruption.
And it makes it look like he's got some cards.
So that this meeting, rather than being about that, as it would have been otherwise, is now, at least in part, about how we bring the Taliban on board.
Well, and as you say, it's as though he's holding cards here that he may or may not actually be holding, but at least the appearance bolsters his credibility. From the standpoint of Stanley McChrystal, the commander, in the moments before we go, would you view Hamid Karzai as an asset, as a tool to help you in your Kandahar offensive, or something of an obstacle?
Well, I think you have to summarize him by saying that, look, this is someone who's going to be very difficult to live with, but we can't live without him. He's going to be there for another 4.5 years, and he's critical. You need to have him at least agreeing that what we're doing stands a chance. And I think that that's what he's going to end up doing. He'll play his nationalist card. He'll play his peace offensive card. But in the end, we'll come together. His
right.
roughest time may very well be while he's here.
Indeed.
If he meets with people in the Congress.
Behind the scenes.
They may not play by the same script.
Indeed. Well, we'll see how many cards end up on the table in those meetings in Washington. Marvin Weinbaum, scholar at the Middle East Institute, former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan, talking about Karzai's meetings in Washington.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.